USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration has left Americans behind in Afghanistan, measuring in the hundreds. The Pentagon tweeted a photo of the last American soldier to leave the Kabul airport with the caption, "Ending the U.S. mission in Kabul." Taliban fighters from the Fatah SWAT unit were seen storming into the airport wearing brand new American uniforms, brand new machine guns, and equipment. Northern California's Caldor Fire jumped a major highway to reach Lake Tahoe Basin Monday night. The weeks-old wildfire jumped both the eastern and western sides of Highway 89 in the Sierra Nevadas. Some 22,000 people were ordered to evacuate the city of South Lake Tahoe and surrounding communities, causing traffic jams on the eastbound 50. With more than 186,500 acres burned, the fire was 15% contained Monday night. Extreme fire conditions in the state have prompted California's Forest Service to close all national forests through September 17th. USA Radio News.
The Giza Dream Sheets are the perfect companion to a MyPillow, the best thing you'll ever put on your bed. Call 1-800-951-8175. Ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special you get, by the way, by using my promo code USA. You can go online also to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. You can save up to 66% on anything in the MyPillow website. Check it out. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Stronger than Hurricane Katrina, Ida banged up Louisiana pretty bad. Dan Araki has more.
Thousands in Louisiana are still without power after Hurricane Ida slammed into the state on Sunday. Regional power supplier Entergy says that it could be up to 3 weeks before power could be restored to some of the areas hardest hit by the storm. Lieutenant General Russell Honore was in charge of the military relief efforts following Hurricane Katrina and tells CNBC that while many aspects of infrastructure were improved after Katrina, the impact of Ida shows that more work still needs to be done in regards to the power grid.
We know Mother Nature can break anything built by man, and it has a great way of breaking electrical grids and the towers that bring the power into the city. While we re-engineered things when it came to levees after Katrina, it goes to show we still got work to do on the grid and how we manage power, how we get it in.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
We are USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles. You won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
The Biden administration has left Americans behind in Afghanistan, measuring in the hundreds. The U.S. Embassy announced on its website that it has shut down operations on Tuesday. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken announced a new chapter of America's engagement with Afghanistan. They say they will continue to assist U.S. citizens and families still in Afghanistan from outside the country. Leaving our brothers and sisters behind in a foreign country amplifies how poorly President Biden has handled the deadly exit in Afghanistan. One patriot has stepped up to do what the federal government has failed to do: get Americans and her allies out of country. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Scott Mann has spent decades in the Army Special Forces all over the world. He tells Fox News his teams have been extracting people out of Afghanistan and is a glimmer of hope to those left behind by the commander-in-chief.
You know, it started with saving one commando. A bunch of Green Berets and SEALs and Marines off just said, you know what, we're not going to get angry, we're going to get to work. And so we just focused on honoring the promise that our government didn't. We put together, we used our cell phones, our relationships, and relationships inside the airport. And in 3 days, we managed to sneak in about 700 Afghans through holes in the fence, sewage canals, and now we're reposturing to do recovery operations now that the airport's been abandoned. We've already started moving families out. We got one family out of an Afghan-trained Green Beret. His wife went into labor at the Taliban checkpoint. We've already moved her out of the country, and we'll be reuniting him within the state soon. So OperationRecovery.org, and we're not going to stop until we get them all out.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.